This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Do you remember your first bicycle, or learning how to ride it for that matter? Are you holding on? Are you still holding on? But once you mastered that skill, a bike meant freedom, autonomy, adventures. There is concern that this great joy is lost for a lot of today's kids who spend more time staring at screens than holding on to handlebars. But some programs around the country are trying to get kids back on their bikes and out into their communities. From KCUR in Kansas City, Alex Smith has this story.
And here are the kids.
On a warm afternoon at Garfield Elementary School in northeast Kansas City, a class of grade schoolers charge out into the schoolyard to spend an hour riding bikes. They're getting training from members of the nonprofit group Bike Walk KC. The program was created 3 years ago to teach bike safety skills, but organizer Maggie Priestmeyer says that she and fellow instructors found they would often be teaching children to ride for the first time.
I don't know where, you know, what their family situation is when they're 10 years old and they've never learned how to ride a bike.
The growing number of kids who don't or can't ride a bike isn't unique to this neighborhood or countless others around the United States. A new report by the National Sporting Goods Association estimates that just over 10 million kids in the U.S. between the ages of 6 and 18 biked regularly last year. Based on nationwide surveys, that's fewer than half the number from 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely a decline.
Marty Machachik of the National Sporting Goods Association says that adult cycling has remained pretty steady over the past decade or so, but the downward trend among kids has been dramatic, and it's just one aspect of a larger trend.
There's been a general decline and a concern pretty much throughout the country of the inactivity levels, not just for children, but all ages.
In a 2012 article in the medical journal Lancet, one researcher declared physical inactivity a global pandemic, and it's thought to play a big part in the 17% obesity rate among American children. Experts say physical inactivity heightens the risk of dying prematurely, dying of heart disease, and developing diabetes, colon cancer, and high blood pressure. Not only that, but inactive kids miss out on the benefits of regular exercise, which include better mental focus and motivation. Video games, along with TV, smartphones, and other high-tech distractions, may be factors in the decline of cycling among kids. Lots of studies show that the time kids once spent on sports, biking, and other physically active pursuits is now spent in front of a screen. But biking faces other challenges as well, according to Sarah Zimmerman of the National Center for Safe Routes to School.
There have been big changes in how our communities are designed.
Zimmerman is the Technical Assistance Director for the Safe Routes to School National Partnership, which encourages biking and walking to school. She says that in the late 60s, half of kids either biked or walked to nearby schools. But the breakdown of neighborhood schools, along with the advent of magnet schools and suburban sprawl, has changed that.
The biggest reason identified by parents for their kids not walking or biking to school is the fact that they live too far from the school.
Surveys by Safe Routes show that just about 13% of kids now either ride or walk to school. At the same time, the rates of kids taking the bus has remained about the same. That means more and more school children are getting car rides. Safe Routes hopes that by encouraging school districts to return their focus to neighborhood schools, they can reverse that trend. But that's not the only reason for the drop-off in biking.
There was just a huge surge in parental concern about abductions that happened.
And scare headlines have generated a rash of misplaced fears among parents, says Nancy McBride of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
The cases that we generally hear about are the cases that are the most tragic and awful for the child. So that scares everybody.
In fact, statistics show that just over 100 kids in the U.S. are kidnapped in public by strangers every year, a number that has remained pretty steady. Far more often, children are taken by relatives or family friends.
It doesn't mean that keeping our kids in the house is going to be the solution to the issue. What it means is that we, the adults, step up and do a really good job of supervising and monitoring our kids.
Now try to keep the bike straight. Keep pushing.
At Garfield Elementary, biking instructor Mary Estrada coaches a pair of sisters who grimace and giggle nervously. A few weeks ago, they didn't know how to ride, but now they're starting to get the hang of it.
Keep pedaling, keep pedaling. Wow, you did it, see?
Whether it's in extracurricular programs or through school districts, lots of kids are learning cycling in other cities, including Los Angeles, D.C., and Miami. And in Philadelphia, there's the Safe Routes Philly program. Although organizers focus on the health benefits of cycling, BikeWalk KC's Maggie Priestmeyer admits that a big part of its appeal is the sheer fun of it all. The program may have not been created to teach first-timers, but she says it's become one of the most rewarding parts of her job.
When they ride, it's like the best thing that's ever happened to them, and you can see it in their face.
And if it can continue to replicate that excitement, maybe BikeWalk KC can begin to reverse those negative biking trends among kids. For The Pulse, I'm Alex Smith.
Good job.